The Olympic Games are something that I've never, ever had a chance to cover. Tom, you've covered 10 of them, both summer and winter. You were the guy the AP would go to and say, hi, you're covering the Olympics, and you did, and I know you enjoyed it very much. It's a big deal.
Awesome.
Before you get there, Mr. Phelps, can I derail you for a second on something that comes from the previous segment as a total Agent of Chaos type moment?
I think that would be just fine. The previous segment, we were talking about LeBron James and LeBron going back to the Lakers, and Dave McManaman of ESPN reporting might be his last year in the league. And Tom mentioned in discussions with his buddy Tim Reynolds that they thought maybe LeBron would finish his career with the New York Knickerbockers because that would finish it off because, you know, you hit the Big Apple.
So if you go to the old ESPN trade machine, plug it in, Karl Anthony Towns to the Lakers for LeBron James and Bronny works.
Package deal.
Package deal.
There it is.
Completely works.
Works.
Uh-huh.
Which means that...
As in, get Leon Rose on the horn with Rob Pelinka. Let's make it happen.
Which means Cat makes $57 million next year?
53.
53, my bad. Jeez.
Wow. Nice job getting that close, too.
You know, isn't it crazy, Jeff, how NBA salaries, it seems in the last couple of years, have just gone...
It's unbelievable.
...kangarooed through the roof. It's unbelievable.
I mentioned to Dan this morning...
TV money.
Dame Lillard. ...resigned to go to Portland, and where his family still lives, and where he still lives, after playing for the Blazers for so long, was bought out by the Milwaukee Bucks, tore his Achilles. He will not play next year because of injury. Signed a 3-year reasonable contract with Portland. I think it was $42 million. But he will not play next year and will be paid $70 million to not play basketball.
Good work if you can get it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns for LeBron James works. And Bronny.
And Bronny.
And Bronny.
Yeah, you need Bronny's salary to make it work.
Well, sure you do.
The missing piece.
Ronnie's salary.
Yeah.
Is that like an allowance?
You know, in typical...
$1.9 million allowance.
It's pretty good.
Before we segue to the Olympics,
Would the Knicks give up Towns for LeBron?
Yes. Don't you?
Yeah.
I think they would. Especially with Mike Brown there now. He's a valuable piece, Cat. I mean, he played well in the playoffs too, didn't he?
He was really good.
You really saw the Towns that you thought he was going to develop into in Minnesota before. And then he kind of struggled in New York.
There were rumblings that he wasn't fitting in well with his teammates, and they weren't happy with him.
And Tibbs didn't really know how to use him, and they kind of changed their offense and the whole dynamic with that because of him. So I was happy for him. He's a really good kid, by the way, and another good former AP colleague of mine who's now with The Athletic, John Krasinski in Minnesota, has told me what a good human being Cat is. So I've always kind of cheered for him on the side.
That would be a really fascinating move.
Yeah.
And you wonder, you know, with your conversation with your colleague Tim, if LeBron's going to make that move, man, you'd want to make that sooner rather than later because you wouldn't want to go to the Big Apple and be a shadow of yourself and all of a sudden you're Willie Mays tripping down the first baseline. You know what I mean? Isn't that the terrible image that everybody has of Willie? And Willie might be the best ball player ever. I think maybe.
Yeah, we've seen.
That's how so many people remember him, and that's so unfair. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Johnny Unitas with the Chargers. Like, there's been instances where some of the greats of all time in our sport, have gone out.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We talked about the Olympics, and I wanted to bring this up. And I saw this earlier in the week, and I knew you were working with us this week, at the end of the week, and I thought, well, this has to come up when Tom's here. Mark Cuban, who is the former owner of the Dallas Mavericks and also one of the smartest rich guys ever when it comes to knowing when to buy, sell.
He's on that list.
Oh, my God. That guy's just... It's phenomenal what he did and how he made his money and everything else. But he was on Sirius XM NBA radio recently, and they brought up the Olympics, and he called for the tournament to be limited, the Olympic tournament, basketball tournament, to be limited to players who were 21 years old or younger. In fact, here's exactly what Mark had to say.
I hated it. I complained about it every single year because in my attitude, guys going to play for the Olympics. NBC, Comcast NBC, is making billions, right? The international, the IOC, making billions. Even FIBA making a lot. I don't know exactly. And we're giving all these guys for free and taking all the injury risk.
He doesn't think NBA players should be in the Olympics. And I think it's for a reason that people wouldn't think of. And it's the money. And Mark's going to think about the money. I think many people think, well, you should just send the young guys and you shouldn't send the best guys, the NBA guys, even though other countries have competed very, very well. But I think Cuban has a very interesting thought on that.
Yeah, it's from an NBA owner's perspective,
sure,
right?
Is.
I think, and way beyond the money, I also think he's thinking about the injury risk that you have, right? Where you're sending your guy to, or you're allowing him to play for a summer with that team, and all the wear and tear now that, and we were talking about this before the show, a few of us, just the wear and tear these NBA players go through now. You know, everybody talks about load management and what have you, and you know, we've seen this rash of Achilles injuries. So,
well, and he made the point. He said, look what just happened. Because
is that right? Yeah.
You had Jason Tatum on the Olympic team in 2024 in Paris, tore his Achilles because extended basketball.
Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton, same thing. And Joel Embiid played, dealt with, you know.
He was banged up even before that. But yeah, you're right.
And then since then, he's just not playing much at all.
It's a fair point. You know, I get where Mark is coming from. I also, from a naive, idealistic standpoint, I mean, the Olympics are the Olympics, right? We want to see the best in whatever, right? We want to see the best on the balance beam. We want to see Simone Biles. We want to see the top 100-meter dash guys. We want to see the top pole vaulters. We want to see the best basketball players. The best basketball players are your NBA guys. I'm not saying...
Regardless of country.
Regardless. And I don't know if we necessarily have to send over the A team anymore. We do if we want to win, to your point, Jeff, because all the other countries have caught up. And I was lucky enough to be... My first Olympics was Barcelona, where I got to cover the dream team. It's been downhill since then because that's as good an assignment.
I was going to say
that's as good an assignment as you can ever have, right? And so
you played a bigger role on that team than Christian Laettner.
Pretty close, right?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Be here all day.
But you know, and I was lucky enough to see where you know those NBA players, that team, 11 Hall of Famers, Christian Laettner being the exception, showed the world how to play basketball. It was like the Beatles reuniting to teach the world how to sing, right? I mean, it was incredible. It's why the NBA in some ways is where it is right now, has a lot to do. When you trace the roots, it goes back to that 92 team. Mm-hmm. That was the stage that really set things off, right? I'd hate to see that go away. I would still like to see NBA players there, but I don't know if you necessarily have to be sending the top guys.
Let me...
But I get where Cuban's coming from.
I do too. Let me ask you this one. Is the American ego in basketball so big that you can't send your B team or C team? And you couldn't say, wow, the Frenchman did a great job and they beat us.
Yeah. Could you imagine Mike Krzyzewski, you know, when he was coaching, you know, taking like a B minus or C plus team and trying to win a gold medal with all that pressure? No chance. But Jerry Colangelo would not have stood for that.
No, I think that's really true. And, you know, was John Thompson the coach when they won the bronze? I believe he was.
He was.
And LeBron was on that team.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, it was, like, scandalous.
Athens.
And I just think, is our ego...
Actually, was it Larry Brown? I'm trying to remember. I covered softball and not basketball in those Olympics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was John Thompson.
Yeah.
I'll double check. But I just thought... Is our ego that fragile that we can't say,
your own question, the
team we sent did a great job but didn't win?
Yeah.
And I think probably, Tom, it is. I think we as Americans, American basketball players, think it's our game.
Yeah, we do. But everybody's caught up, and we've seen that the last few years. I mean, you know, Spain, Argentina, you know, all those countries have taken us to the limit. Right, I mean, we were lucky to come out with a gold medal in a couple of those games. I was one that for a while there thought that, Yeah, like the C-plus, B-minus NBA teams could go over there and win. Go ahead.
Thompson was the coach in 88, which set up the Dream Team.
Okay.
They responded to the bronze by sending the NBA guys.
We'll show them, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take that back.
Then look up 2004 U.S. coach. That's what I was thinking.
And that was when they didn't win with LeBron.
Correct. That, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't that was yeah. before Mike, because I think they brought Mike, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Mike, that was his first time through. But anyway, I used to think that instead of sending over these NBA teams, how about the NCAA championship team? See how they would do. Although you get to a point there where, you know, guys are being drafted.
It was Larry Brown in 2004.
You know, teams are splitting up, what have you. So, yeah, it makes for a fascinating. I don't know where, you know, I don't know what happens to the game then if suddenly you take the interest and the money, oh, by the way, which, let's be honest, that's what's driving it, right?
Yeah.
It's NBC saying, hey, look, if we're going to pay X amount to the IOC to be able to broadcast these games, we need to put a package on there where we know we're going to get eyes, and that's only with the top NBA players in that game.
I would think if it went back to being a college team that was sent by the United States, the TV wouldn't be there as much.
No.
I agree completely with
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't be nearly as much fun for any of us either, media fans. Anybody.
No, that's really
right?
true.
Yeah.
That's really true.
And
I do think Cuban makes a really interesting point, and Tom, you summed it up perfectly. He makes the point that an NBA owner yeah. would make they're taking the risk is where? It's on the NBA players and on the NBA teams.
Well, and tangential to this is what the NBA is dealing with this summer, which is what is going on with these lower leg Achilles injuries and what do we need to do to fix this, right? And I know that every team in the league is doing the same thing because everybody's panicked about what could potentially happen to their top players after seeing what happened to
Lillard,
to Tatum,
Halliburton,
and
Tatum
on down. So something's got to be done. So in terms of minimizing, you know, risk injury, whether it's a February game between the Cavs and the Thunder, or if it's the gold medal game between, you know, France and the U.S., we gotta figure out what's going on here because there's clearly a pattern, a troubling one.
Browns rookies reporting to camp today. Every time I say it, I think I sound more excited because why? Football's coming back. Daniel Oyafusi from ESPN covers the Browns. He's the Browns beat reporter for ESPN. He's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers in for Baskin.